Previously on the Knights of Layla.
Ya Allah, Buck! He wants to be a witch doctor!
Don't be so dramatic, Haji Rama. Most Sangomas are actually herbalists nowadays.
Speaking of Layla, did I mention that Zunaid, her ex-husband, is out of rehab?
Oh no! I hope he doesn't start bothering Layla again for money.
Layla? Hang on, I think there's someone by the door.
Listeners, let us leave the dark night behind us and head down on this beautifully sunny morning to the sandy shores of the ocean, where Layla is meeting her friend Humaira for coffee and a chat.
Humaira, I'm so glad you suggested coffee here at the beachfront. That haunted house becomes too daunting to stay in at times.
Oh, so now you calling it the haunted house?
Well, yes. It's so cold and massive, and it even echoes. I just feel like maybe something weird and eerie happened there a long time ago.
Ah, no, man, Layla. Your imagination must be getting the better of you. Maybe it's because you're alone there most of the time with your mom-in-law, going off to teach, Sophia away at varsity, and that crazy granny sleeping the whole morning.
Actually, the granny is the sanest of the lot, as far as I can tell. And I prefer being alone anyway. Mummy becomes quite overbearing sometimes, so I'm relieved to have the house to myself when she leaves to go to school in the morning. It's just that I find the place so creepy.
And how is Mummy treating you nowadays?
Oh, still passing the odd comment here and there about me being a Malay and a divorcee. I don't think she'll ever get over Salman marrying his best friend's low-class ex-wife.
But can't you see how happy you make Salman? It's not like you trapped him into marrying you in the first place. I think Salman fell in love with you when he was helping you take care of Zunaid. But like the true gentleman that he is, he waited after your divorce at Ita before making his feelings known. And he was so helpful and caring when you were going through that whole traumatic incident trying to get Zunaid to quit taking drugs.
You may see it like that, Humaira, but I assure you, she has her own ideas about how and why Salman chose me as his wife.
Oh well, at least the two of you are happy together. I wish I could find a husband as wonderful as Salman. Every guy that comes to see me is either an eye specialist or a sleep specialist.
What do you mean, Humaira?
The eye specialists are all me, my, I. They can't even stop speaking about themselves. One of them even forgot my name when he was leaving. And the sleep specialists are such bores that I can barely keep my eyes open until the end of the meeting.
You're really funny, Humaira. But in time, the right guy will definitely come along. In fact, I'll make dua that you find someone even better than Salman, inshallah.
Ameen. But what is it that you wanted to talk to me about, Layla? I don't want to offend you, but even all that makeup you're wearing can't hide the dark circles under your eyes.
Ugh, Humaira, it's bad.
What's bad?
The nightmares. You know, the ones that used to trouble me when I was married to Zunaid, where I feel like I'm being hounded by some invisible creature.
Oh, Layla, I'm so sorry. That must be utterly terrible for you. But the therapist you saw the last time said the nightmares are unlikely to occur unless you suffer another trauma. Is something going on, Layla?
No. Nothing specific. Nothing apart from the usual stress of daily life, I suppose.
Did you mention it to Salman?
No. Not yet. He has so much going on at work that I don't want to bother him with this and to add to his stress.
Listen, Layla, I'm here if you need to talk. You know you can count on me.
Thanks, Humaira. It means a lot to me to have a friend like you on my side.
What's up, buddy? You not normally late for work, especially on a Monday?
Bro, I've been up all night working on a new assignment.
New assignment? Hang on. Did I miss something? Wasn't Mr. Naidu supposed to only give us the details of the new project today?
No, man, Salman. That's not the assignment I'm talking about. Don't you remember? I told you about my calling to be a Sangoma.
Yeah, man, I was even telling my family about it on the weekend.
Well, that's the assignment I'm talking about. One of the things we have to familiarize ourselves with is a list of names of about 1,000 herbs and the uses in treating different ailments.
Wait, what? Like a pharmacist?
Well, kind of, I suppose. So I was trying to get all that information into my brain. And before I knew it, it was already sunrise.
Then you must be exhausted, buddy. How on earth are you going to find the time? Especially with the new project that Mr. Naidu is going to assign to us today.
Relax, bro. You know I'll find a way to work around it. This herb stuff takes up time because there's quite a bit of research involved. But once I get to the practical part of the course, it'll be smooth sailing.
Salman is skeptical of Thabo's ability to judge two completely different interests at once. But before they can finish their conversation, they are called into Mr. Naidu's office.
So guys, I have some exciting news for you. Our company has been given the contract to design the new pier at the harbor, and I decided to give the two of you the opportunity to work on it. Since you proved yourselves so beautifully with the designs of the bridge in Sea Cow Lake, what do you say?
Sir, I don't know if Thabo...
What an honor, sir. Of course, we would be delighted to be involved in the design of a new pier. Don't you agree, Salman?
Salman is dumbfounded at Thabo's interruption, wondering how his colleague can be willing to take on such a big project when he has already committed himself to the intense task of becoming a Sangoma. But he keeps quiet and nods in agreement to Mr. Naidu's offer. At the Adams household that evening, Ishaq has taken Rueda out for supper while Salman is working late at the office. Hajrama is sitting in the lounge listening to a voice clip by Mulana Yaqub on the effects of jinn and jadu when Safiya and Layla walk in.
What are you doing, Ma? Listening to something on the cell phone?
Achoo! I'm listening to a podcast by Mulana Yaqub.
Really, Ma? A podcast? When did you become so tech-savvy?
Salman bought me a cell phone and Layla taught me how to use the SoundCloud app. So now I don't have to wait for all my favorite programs to play on the radio. Come, listen. It's very interesting.
We find that the jinn are made from smokeless fire and they inhabit the earth in a similar way to what we do. They can come in many different forms, although rarely do they ever appear in the truly ugly shape that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them in. So these mischievous shayateen, they can wreak havoc on earth. But alhamdulillah, with the recitation of Suratul Falak, Suratul Nas, and the ever-important Ayatul Kursi, we can gain Allah's protection from them.
See, Layla, just tell Safiya, wasn't I saying the other day how we need to read more Quran in this house?
Gee, Ma.
I can't believe you actually listening to this series, Ma. It sounds so scary.
Scary? Maybe. But something you two also need to learn about. The jinn are all around us, you know. Anyway, I'll listen to this later. I want to speak to both of you. Safiya, my child, now that you've finished that degree of yours, you must start looking for a husband.
Really, Ma? I'm only 21. There'll be lots of time to find a husband after I've set up my practice.
But if you don't start looking around now, all the good ones will be gone, but you? Then you'll end up married to one old Bali with false teeth and a walking stick.
Then I'll just pass him on to you, Ma. I still wonder why you didn't get married when Dada passed away. You were only 43. You could have easily found another husband.
Ah, what? And look after another man who is set in his ways? No, but you, your grandfather gave me such a good life, and your father was happy to stay with me when he got married. What would I have done with a husband?
The same thing we all do with them, Ma. Cook, clean, and find the lost socks and keys.
Very funny, Layla. There was something I've been meaning to ask you also. When am I to be getting my first great-grandchild? You've been married for over a year and still no baby?
Ma, don't be so insensitive. You know Allah will grant Layla and Salman a baby when the time is right. It's not as if they don't want one, right, Layla?
Yes. Of course we want a baby.
It just
maybe you should see a specialist. There could be something wrong with you, you know.
Ma, don't be so pushy.
Did I ever tell you about my cousin Aisha in our camp in India? I was still quite small at the time, but my mother told me the story. She was married for years, and she just couldn't fall pregnant. So she went to one specialist after the other, and nobody could figure out the problem. In the meantime, her husband, also my cousin, he got married again. And his second wife was popping out babies one after the other. So they knew the problem wasn't with him.
Well, did they ever figure out what was wrong with her then?
Aisha was the most beautiful girl in the village. And apparently, she was supposed to marry someone from another camp. But my grandfather forced her to marry her cousin. He did not want her to leave our camp and marry an outsider.
How sad. And what weird customs did they have in those days?
Anyway, this boy that she was supposed to marry was so jealous of her marriage to my cousin that he went to someone and had jadoo performed on Aisha so that she would never fall pregnant.
Really, Ma, that sounds a bit far-fetched. Maybe this Aisha was never meant to have children.
No, Sophia. People really can do such types of jadoo. That makes it almost impossible for a woman to fall pregnant. I think someone is doing something to our Layla, and that's why she's not falling pregnant. That Sunaid's family must be feeling it that you got married so quickly after your Ida. Layla, have you been to see a doctor yet to check that there's nothing wrong medically?
No, Ma. But I have an appointment later this week with Saura's gynecologist.
Good, good. Then if the doctor says there's nothing wrong, you can go to see a Molana. This Molana Yaqub that I'm listening to seems quite clued up. Maybe Ishaq can get him to fit you and Salman in. I know they're good friends. And he's also a local alim here at our masjid in Westville.
Before either Safiya or Layla can respond, there is a loud banging at the door. And the bell rings incessantly.
More chills, more thrills, and more drama frills. Stay tuned for the next episode of The Knights of Layla.